the opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Get us on The Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Miss the first hour? Well, we were a little sportsy, and then we got on the recap of The Boys, since AJ finally caught up. And then we got on horror movies, which Daniel on Twitter says the Babadook is pretty badass, not super scary, but weird and crazy. That sounds like that's up my alley. And then Casey said the original Pet Sematary isn't on the list. That was scary, but it wasn't great. But one thing that wasn't, that they didn't have on that list that I absolutely love, is one of my favorite Halloween movies, Fright Night.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about Creepshow and Creepshow 2.
Oh.
Do you guys remember those movies?
Yes, I loved Creepshow.
Based on Stephen
King. See if you can hold your breath.
There was the one about the cigar store Indian, the old chief Woodenhead. And then there was like there was one where the kids were out on a raft and the blob kind of creeps up on them.
That was the second one, right?
Yeah, it's Creepshow 2. And then I think the third story in that was The Hitchhiker.
So what were the ones in the first? There was the Leslie Nielsen killing his wife for banging the young dude and burying him, and then they come back out of the sand.
Want to see if you can hold your breath?
Yep. What else was it?
Wasn't there one where Stephen King played the farmer and touched the meteor? Wasn't that one of those? And he started turning green. He was turning into a monster from touching the meteor.
I don't know. Maybe so. I remember there was the...
thank God we have Google.
I know. there was like the patriarch, the dad was in some kind of trouble, and there's the cemetery thing going on, and all the younger people are trying to get rid of the dad so they can get the money. Yeah, I don't remember all of Creepshow 1.
Stephen King, the lonesome death of Jordy Verrill.
Jordy Verrill, that's right. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. And then the other one was called Father's Day, where Bedelia, the daughter.
Yeah, that's the one with the dad who's like in all the trouble, right?
Right, right. And wasn't there the little boy the woman goes and he's got all these powers? And he's made up everything.
I don't know. And there's one where there's like a monster in a box.
There's the crate. Yeah.
The crate. That's what it is. Yeah.
So there's the crate. There was Something to Tide You Over. That was the Leslie Nielsen one. There was Father's Day. They're creeping up on you.
I think I just need to rewatch Creepshow.
Yeah. I think that's going to have to happen.
The Lonesome Death of Jordy Verrill. And then.
Okay. So I guess the one I'm thinking of may have been Twilight Zone. Where there's a girl goes by a house, and there's this little kid, and he's got made up parents because he's got all these powers, and she winds up, you know, taking him away and helping him at the end. I think that might have been. See, now I got to rewatch Twilight Zone too, because the only one I remember from that is the one with Shatner on the air. No, it's not Shatner. It was whoever the hell it was on the airplane. Where the little monster was pulling the stuff up and he went crazy. Really good actor. John Lithgow. That's what it was. Yeah. So this would be now. I mean, this is a perfect time to bring this up because all these movies are on.
Yeah.
And I'm down. There's a bunch of these I want to watch again now.
There's a lot of people giving us recommendations. Some of these movies I haven't seen, and I've watched a lot of horror movies. And Babadook, I may need to.
Yeah, I may have to check that out because there's a. Hey, yeah, there's a bunch that I haven't seen here, clearly.
I like Us and Get Out, the Jordan Peele movies. I think they've done a great job with both of those. Those are very good.
I didn't realize that Jordan Peele did a Twilight Zone last year.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it was on CBS's streaming platform only, CBS All Access.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, I'll have to check that out. How much does that cost?
I think $8 a month.
Jeez, for CBS? Get out of here. I'm not paying for that.
But that was the only place you could get it, huh? See, I hate how they do that. I've got that's the one problem is like I'm saving a bunch of money now that I've gone pretty much all streaming. But I add a different one every month.
$6 a month.
I don't know. I just have all the Law and Orders on there.
I mean, that would be Peacock usually because NBC owns Law and Order.
Does that have NBC, Survivor? Yeah.
Well, then I got no interest in CBS.
It's got all kinds of stuff. Hmm. Good Lord. I mean, they've even got like Nickelodeon, SpongeBob, Rugrats, Bob the Builder. Yeah, they do have Survivor, apparently.
Okay, maybe I'll get it when I'm on Survivor. I still like Beer Says, do any of the Alien movies count? I don't know if I guess I think of Alien as an alien movie, not of as a horror movie.
Yeah.
What says you, Fred? You're an ancient alien theorist.
I kind of feel like that counts more science fiction.
I think so, too.
But it also, I mean, it has elements of horror, but it's kind of like, it's the old argument, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Because what is the first thing you think about it is what you should define it as, right? I think of aliens as science fiction.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I think that and Jason on Facebook asked, what about Tremors? I think that falls into the science fiction.
Yeah, Tremors is not a horror movie.
Yeah, the one I was thinking of was Twilight Zone with the little kid. And that one had one of the ones was Nightmare at 20,000 Feet where, there's this alien creature tearing the wing off and he's the only guy who can see it. And then the plane, and he keeps freaking out, and they finally take him off to the loony bin at the end. Spoiler alert.
Hey, Rudy Giuliani put some things out defending himself. You want to hear it?
Sure.
The Borat video is a complete fabrication. I was tucking in my shirt after taking off the recording equipment. At no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he is a stone-cold liar. In fact, the New York Post today reports, it looks to me like an exaggeration through editing. As soon as I realized it was a setup, I called the police, which has been noted in THR article on July 8th. This is an effort to blunt my relentless exposure of the criminality and depravity of Joe Biden and his entire family. Deadline Hollywood reports CAA had a distribution screening in September where there was no mention of the scene holding any importance. We are preparing much bigger dumps off of the hard drive from hell of which Joe Biden will be unable to defend or hide from. I have the receipts. So there you go.
Fair enough. He denies.
Maybe he's right. I don't know.
Courtney said, we forgot the hills have eyes.
Ooh, scared that's the a hell good out one. Of
her. Yeah, I thought that was
I thought that was OG on the list. Or the recent one? Because the OG, that's what's scary. Like I like old horror movies. My kids think it's stupid. I understand that, but these are the movies I grew up with, like movies that were made in the 60s and 70s. Those are the ones that I like. Do I like the remakes as well? Yes. But will any Halloween movie ever be better than the original with Jamie Lee Curtis? Definitely not. So I don't know. And then some of them, like Friday the 13th, almost every single one that came, and there's been like a dozen of them, every single one that came out got worse.
She said OG.
Okay, the OG, that's where it's at. Now, the remake of that is actually very good, too, but the OG is much scarier.
But there's a lot of really good movies that people are bringing up that didn't make the list. American Werewolf in London. I like that one a lot. And a lot of the Babadook is getting mixed reviews from people. Let's see what Kevin has to say real quick. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing sports, Kevin.
I was just going to say that, you guys are right. The older movies were the scarier ones for younger people. Now, the newer movies are pretty bad. But, I mean, they're scary as such, depending on your depiction of scary. But what's weird to me is that I think it's an insurance company, I'm not sure what it is, that's doing a commercial about the poor kids, which is a typical scary movie today. They got kids that are scared, which is before, even with Freddy and all that other stuff. But what happened in this commercial is that they're using is that now the poor kids say, "Where do we go?" And the one kid says, "In the house," and the other, and then the one chick says, "Hey, let's just go get in the running car," which is not a typical scary movie scenario.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be. I'll say that for sure. But I also understand now, because kids are desensitized, and me as an adult, I'm certainly desensitized to violent things. Sometimes it's not as scary, like watching the old stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I never really, I don't know, if scary is how I approach them. It was more, you know, is it entertaining how they kill people? You know, is it fun? Like Nightmare on Elm Street was fun. Like, the ways they came up with to whack people. That's what I always found the most interesting. But I do think, on the whole, most movies are better now. At least the original ones, not remakes. I don't know that horror movies are better. I think Get Out's probably the best one of the last. You know, I mean, and are they as popular as they used to be?
No, they're not.
I guess when you have real life things like viruses eating you and killing you and stuff like that, maybe scary movies aren't so scary.
Like, I used to be scared of Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary is not remotely scary to me now.
No.
But stuff when you're a kid is scary.
Somebody says Hereditary is the best modern horror film.
Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it either. I've had several people mention that one. So that's another one that'll go on the list. And somebody brought up that Dan Aykroyd was in the first scene in Twilight Zone, the movie. You want to see something really scary? That was pretty good.
I just got a text from a buddy. Scary movies seem more fun when you're drunk. Last caller.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz at ESPN 97.5.
Don't you judge.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. D. Pretty brought up, what about Salem's Lot? That was a scary one. Mainly just because of the weird-looking vampire.
Yeah.
But
vampires didn't really scare me.
Well, the whole vampire genre changed because vampires are kind of sexy, the good ones. Now, Salem's Lot wasn't. That was a very ugly vampire. But even Dracula had a charm to him, which I appreciate that. I appreciate the guy that you portray as evil who's really very charming. And then you had Interview with the Vampire, and then you had True Blood, and then you had whatever that stupid one with the girl and the werewolf and the vampire was at Twilight.
Yeah.
That's
a scary movie.
Vampires are sexy and appealing because you want to, you know, I like the idea of living forever. So I'm totally down with vampires. Not the Twilight ones. But, like, zombies are, you don't want to be a zombie. Nobody wants to be a zombie, ever, right? Because you're basically just a blithering idiot with no brain. Which describes a lot of people out there right now.
Nosferatu, that was a scary vampire.
Yeah.
Now not as much.
But it's okay to, it really is okay to me, the sci-fi movie, I mean, the sci-fi, the horror movies that scared me the most go back to growing up Catholic. It's like anything that had religion with demons and things like that are the ones that got to me, or death. Those are the ones that affected me. Not The Exorcist, ironically enough, but like The Omen scared the hell out of me because it's about the Antichrist. And when you're a kid, those kind of things, you know, you believe all that stuff.
Man, I heard, I was listening to my podcast, Sword and Scale, which, by the way, we're going to have that guy on. I've confirmed with him. We're going to have him on next week, next Wednesday, a dude named Mike Boudet. But he does this podcast that is, you know me, Fred, I never liked podcasts. I was like, I'm never listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
I love this guy's podcast. I can't get enough. But he had an episode I listened to the other day about this, and it was like these doctors and these social workers interviewing a six-year-old girl, and all she talked about was she wanted to kill her brother, she wanted to kill her parents, and they were like, "Well, why do you want to kill them? I hate them. I want them to die. They lock me in my room at night so I don't go into my brother's room and stab him to death." And it's like this girl is so, and then she's like stealing knives from the kitchen. And I mean, imagine living in that terror. And this was an adopted kid. Both the girl and boy got adopted together. And you adopt these two kids, and like the six-year-old girl is like stealing knives from the kitchen and she wants to murder you and her brother. Terrifying stuff. Like that's kind of stuff that scares me.
That's real life, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and Flea brought up one that I don't think we mentioned, The Lost Boys, greatest vampire movie ever. I would not argue that at all. In fact,
Let the Right One In as a better vampire movie.
I'll go Lost Boys. Lost Boys was more.
And Nosferatu.
I think because of Jamie Gertz, who I always had a thing for when I was growing up. Yeah, Lost Boys. What's his face? Who was in there is still handsome too. Not the Coreys where one of them died, but the guy who played the kid who the good looking kid. I saw him in something recently. That dude still looks great, and he's got to be 60.
Who?
From The Lost Boys. Jason Patrick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That dude still looks really good. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's do one more phone call on this, and then we'll move on to something else. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I kind of jumped into this somewhat late. Would y'all consider The Thing to be a scary movie? And also, have y'all seen The Strangers? I thought that was pretty good back in high school, which was, you know, 2006 or 2005.
Yeah,
thanks.
I think that is a good movie. The Thing is it's a John Carpenter film. So that's a horror movie. It's I don't know if I don't know if it was terrifying to me, but that's also, it's kind of alien. I don't know. But I guess because it's John Carpenter did it, I lump it into horror movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it's a Wes Craven movie, it's a horror movie, right? Well, there was one he did that where people were coming back from the grave, and it turns out to be based on a true story, and it was just a drug. God, why can't I remember the name of that one? It wasn't bad. Somebody,
Wes Craven or John Carpenter?
Wes Craven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because Wes Craven did the Hills Have Eyes.
He did.
And all the Freddy
Nightmare
movies.
Yeah.
Scream.
Yeah. He pretty good resume.
Yeah, he did all right.
Do you consider Flatliners a scary movie?
No. Do you?
No, but it is kind of it's in that genre of things dealing with death.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, that always gets
that's
me.
That's certainly sci-fi.
Serpent in the Rainbow. Thank you, Flea. That was the name of the movie, Serpent in the Rainbow. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's worth watching. I mean, it's not great, but, I mean, it's a horror movie.
Flatliners is certainly sci-fi.
Yeah, I think that would definitely qualify as like science fiction.
You're basically dying and going to a different dimension and being brought back. That's,
yeah,
that's absolutely sci-fi.
Casey said, what did you think of the Tales from the Crypt on HBO back in the day?
Oh, I used to love that.
I love those. As a matter of fact, one of the first things that I ever wrote was HBO had accepted the manuscript for what would have been, if they'd done another year, might have been an episode because they always buy like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And then they pick the best ones.
Yeah.
And one of mine, that was one of the first things I ever sold.
It's like a writing contest.
Yeah, a little bit. But I got paid some money for it. Not great money, but it's HBO, but you know. But it was pretty cool. It just never aired. So.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom, I would like to thank my mom for introducing me to horror movies at such a young age. But I would also like to say that it was incredibly irresponsible, Mom. Incredibly irresponsible
Not
of you.
Wise, guys.
It basically ruined me. Is what it did.
I think you did okay.
All right.
You worked out.
I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. If you are a person who owns your home, you obviously don't want to pay more than you need to for your homeowner's insurance, right? Because who does want to pay more than they need to? Well, that was me. I'll be honest, I had no idea what I was paying for homeowner's insurance. Not a clue. So I texted TGS. I texted the word money to 232323. They replied back, said, hey, what's your address? I told them. They'd already done all the legwork. They knew what I could be paying for homeowners insurance. I compared that to what I was paying. I'm saving nearly $1,000 a year now. So, guys, that could be you. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. Graham saving $2,600 a year. You can save a ton of money on this stuff. Why wouldn't you give it a try? So simple. Text the word money to 232323. You'll get a full insurance quote within 15 seconds with firm coverage. I mean, this is what it's a great deal. They're going to take care of your back end, get you off your old plan, get you started right away with them. Text money to 232323 for TGS. My head too hard for me to learn my lesson. My head too hard. The way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, you blessed. Hey, man. Probably ain't believe me. No, I went through it. I'm back. Now you're finally on the team. Now you don't even. ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
Two more movies I've thought of.
Okay.
High Tension, which is, I think it's a French movie, but so the original was called like Haute Tension or something like that. But it's a really, really good movie. Really, it's a slasher movie, but it's constant pressure. It's a good movie. And the other one is Wolf Creek. Have you seen this one? The Australian backpacker horror movie?
That sounds familiar. Yeah.
That one got me, man. That made me not want to go to Australia. That's when I drew it off the list.
That's because like, they already have all those spiders and snakes and stuff and crocodiles. Easy mention, Reanimator. That's going back a bit, but that was a pretty scary one. And Pat in the 409, 45 minutes of horror movie talk in the middle of football season. That's why I love this show.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. There's no football going on
today. Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean,
we also could have mentioned, I guess, that the Pelicans hired Stan Van Gundy for some reason. I don't have a good explanation as to why, but they thought it was a good idea, so... Good for them.
Are we going to get a white privilege thing over this?
I don't know.
Because that guy just keeps getting hired, right?
He does. I can't imagine this is the kind of hire that makes you go, you know what we want to do? We want to keep Zion forever and ever. So let's get
Stan Van Gundy. Not even the best Van Gundy.
No. But, hey, the good news is he's not going to be coaching the Rockets. So that's a positive, right?
It does. Dress to Kill was a classic in the day. I don't know if I've seen that one.
I don't know if I've seen it either.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Jake. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
Sports.
Now, the quick little story. I was in the late 90s. You know, Blockbuster was at its peak. And me and my buddies, we used to go comb the horror section to go get the movies because the horror movies always had a naked girl in the shower scene.
That's true.
And we ended up getting this movie called Evil Clutch, and it scarred me for the rest of my life. First 5 minutes scarred me for the rest of my life. Don't remember it. The rest of it, because I blacked it out. And that's probably just one of those evil movies that I never want to see again.
Well, there you go.
Okay. I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah, that was kind of the upside to watching horror movies, especially in that era. There was always gratuitous nudity.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm for. I think it's a positive. I can live without the actual sex scenes, but nudity, two thumbs up. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And lots of great suggestions from people of things that I've never seen. So, and Nathan said, you can no longer do the non-pedo corona update. Fred just referred to Jason Patrick and the Lost Boys as the good-looking kid. He was like 20 years old or something in that.
Yeah.
He was the older brother. Not the little Feldman. Yeah, not him.
Not Kiefer Sutherland.
Although Kiefer was probably a little bit older at that point, too.
He was.
Yeah, so no pedo. And all I did was say he was handsome. I was kind of referring to him now. It was some bad Western. Like, Netflix has this whole row of bad Westerns, and I've been watching them. Don't ask me why. Because I like a good Western every now and then. But there's one where Jason Patrick plays this priest. And that dude's still, and I don't know how old he is, but you know how handsome people are. They stay handsome.
She's he was 21 when that came out.
Okay.
So even if they filmed it 2 years beforehand, he was 19.
Yeah. So Fred, that's a non-pedo take, Fred. You're good.
Same thing for Sutherland.
Yeah. How old
they were both born in 1966.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Fred's
see?
Allowed to think 21-year-old dudes are hot if he wants to.
Yeah, well, and keep in mind, I was probably about that age when I saw him. So you know,
same age, no big deal.
Yeah, what? How old is Jason Patrick now?
He's born in 1966. So
okay, so he's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah,
and yeah, dude looks terrific. I hate that. Oh well.
Yeah, listen, didn't have the charmed life that he had.
Yeah, I was never handsome. I didn't get to be a vampire. A couple other things. Would also like to recommend a Japanese horror comedy called Hasu. Weird as hell and super funny. If it has subtitles, I'm kind of out. I have a hard time. I mean, like, I don't mind shows that have some subtitles.
High Tension has subtitles because it's a French movie.
Yeah, that I remember. Exorcist, one that I'd never like to see again. Yeah, that's one that you probably have to see once, but you don't have to ever watch that again. And no, we're not going to get it. I don't want to get us started on Westerns. That was just kind of a passing comment that I've been watching a bunch of them that was related to Jason Patrick. But now everybody, this was a great Western. This was a great Western. And Chris, did you hear about Giuliani being in the Borat movie? Yeah, we did that first hour. And also, I'm guys texting me and talking about something we did like in the first segment. Like it's in real time. So I'm guessing he's listening on the podcast. So you're not going to hear this for about an hour and a half, but you are an hour and a half behind. So that's why I'm not responding to your text. And then Flea talks about Jamie Gertz was smoking Crossroads, Lost Boys, Twister. Yeah. Crossroads, especially. She was of age. I just want to point that out. Why she would want to hook up with Ralph Macchio, though. That still has one of the coolest guitar scenes in any movie. It's not that there's a more recent movie called Crossroads that has one of those famous chicks in it. It's not that, but it's about an old guy who goes down to the crossroads, like the Robert Johnson song, sells a soul to the devil, and he's in a home, so Ralph Macchio helps him escape. He's a guitarist at Juilliard and learns the blues, and then there's a great guitar duel scene with the devils there. Steve Vai is the devil's guitarist.
Did you know that Quentin Tarantino was approached about writing Halloween 6?
No.
Which ended up being The Curse of Michael Myers. He ended up turning it down, and Curse of Michael Myers ended up being one of the weakest Halloween movies of all. But yeah, Quentin Tarantino was in the mix for writing it.
I'd like to see him do a horror movie. Yeah,
I would too.
I'd like to see him do kind of his own thing. Well, I guess this From Dusk Till Dawn count as a horror movie? Because that's so weird. It's two different movies, right? First, it's a crime movie, and then all of a sudden it becomes a vampire movie. So I guess technically that's horror? I don't know. But if so, it probably belongs on that list somewhere.
Yeah.
So...
But he ended up saying It says here, the story I'm reading about it now says, he did an interview where it says he kicked around a few ideas of what would happen. And he said, basically it was like Halloween meets Natural Born Killers.
Now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Where do you come down on
Now, he passed on Halloween and went on to direct Pulp Fiction and Jackie Brown for Miramax. So it sounds like he ended up making the right choice.
Yeah, that probably was the right call. Where do you come down on Natural Born Killers?
I think it's good. I think it's a little long, a little longer than I like, but it's a good movie. It's not, I mean, it's not a horror movie, certainly.
No, I mean, but just, it came up and it's, I thought like Robert Downey Jr. and Woody Harrelson in that were just unbelievable, but you're right. It was a little long, and a little too Oliver Stoney.
Yeah.
He had to throw some things
Oliver
in there.
Oliver Stone makes everything a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how he rolls. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
And apparently there is another Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the works from the guy that produced Evil Dead. And there's a new website for it. Leatherface is going, the face of madness will return in 2021, it says. On the site, you can enter your email address to receive a motion poster and a code for blah, blah, Call of Duty Warfare, whatever. And, so that is going to be early 2021, apparently. So here, it's right around the corner.
If you're looking for a horror thing to do around Halloween here, the Ash versus the Evil Dead series was really fun. If you haven't seen that, and it's over, so you can watch the whole thing. Showtime, right? Wasn't that Showtime?
I think so.
But I know Sam Raimi was involved in it.
Yes.
And it was just a lot of fun, and it was very much in the spirit of the movies, and had some pretty good, not cameos, but like actors from the 80s who popped back up, like Steve Majors and what's her face that played Xena Warrior Princess and stuff like that. So it was just a lot of fun. And so if you're looking for something, Rain Man, Rodney Dangerfield was funny as hell in Natural Born Killers. Yeah, that was a creepy old dude there. No question. And a lot of people mentioning the zombie versions of Halloween or don't get enough credit. I agree 100%. So. What was that, Aaron? I'm sorry.
Harry's Razor.
Harry's.
I'll tell you what I did today, Fred.
Shaved your head?
Well, no. I did that yesterday. But my wife said, hey, we're almost out of razors. And I said, you know what? Here's what's happened. She started using my Harry's razors. So now I had to go, and I was getting blades every 3 months. Now I'm up to every month I'm getting blades.
Well, I have good news for you. Their blades are sharper now, so they last longer.
Great news.
I've been on the same one now. I'm trying to see how long it'll actually last. 10 days. I've been using the same razor, and yeah, they didn't raise the price either. They made them sharper. Only two. You know, they're still as low as $2 each, and you can find them all over the place now. You don't. You can go to any one of the grocery stores, drug stores, any of that. And if you like to shop online, though, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout at Harrys.com. How about that? $3, and the best part is 100% quality guarantee. So you don't like it, you get your $3 back. You can get Harry's sharpest blades ever in big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. And if you'd like to shop online, Harry's has a great offer. New customers get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at Harry's.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
You need a taste of your own medicine.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Welcome to Fright Night. For real. I'm loving this. Some programming notes for you. World Series Game 2, right here on 97.5 at 6:30, excuse me. And then we will be over on 92.5 as it says at the top of my notes in big bold letters, move strictly to 92.5 at 6:30. So we will be on 92.5 at 6:30 for the last 30 minutes of the show. And you can stream us and you can hear us on 92.5, but you will not hear us on 97.5. You'll hear Rays and Dodgers in game two. And Braddock had sent us a text, and I missed it because I just saw it too. Everybody's texting me today, so I'm having a hard time keeping up. But said, watch Ghost Ship while I lived in a haunted house in Idaho, most scared I've ever been. I've heard him tell that haunted house story on air before about how he lived in a haunted house.
I have not.
I do not believe in ghosts, so I don't believe in hauntings. But
I don't even know if I'm remembering the story. I don't even know if you'd call it a house. I think it was more like a trailer. That was haunted.
Yeah, I think so.
And I know the story. I know the part of the story where he and all his roommates piled their mattresses on the floor of the living room and slept together that first night because they were scared to death, and they refused to be there alone ever again.
You know what? I remember him telling that story. So I'm glad I'm not making. I mean, I'm just making things up. You know what we need to do? We need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
We go to China, and this is a PSA for our single friends out there. If you're single and you're not really interested in having kids, you should probably just stay single.
Okay.
That would just be my thing, but you probably want to go out on some dates, right?
Yeah.
You probably had some. You
probably try to go out and get laid every once in a while.
Yeah, you probably had some bad dates in your day.
I had a few.
Aaron, before you met your wife, did you ever have any bad dates?
I had a few.
Yeah, I think we all have, and I'm sure the ladies out there have too. Well, at least this one made it easy for the guy to turn and run. A blind date was set up, obviously. The woman decided she wanted to test her date's generosity by inviting 23 of her relatives along on their first date to see if he'd still pick up the bill for dinner. Basically, $3,000 plus check.
Oh, yeah.
So, basically, it had been set up by the man's mother, who was grown worried about her son as he had been single for some time. Probably not a bad idea. Being a gentleman, Mr. Liu offered to pay for the meal, obviously assuming it would just be the two of them, but was shocked to arrive at the restaurant to find his blind date brought her extended family along with her. The woman later...
Just leave immediately.
Yeah, well, the woman later told Chinese media she wanted to test Mr. Liu's generosity, inviting her gang of relatives to see if her potential partner would be charitable enough to pay for 25 people to eat. That is the worst test ever.
Yeah.
But her scheme ended up backfiring, as by the time they'd finished dining, they realized he'd actually done a runner. Once he saw the bill, he hit the road.
Good call.
Yeah. Stick her with it. I like that. Good job, Mr. Liu.
Well, it's her family.
Yeah. $2,999.
It's too Where damn hot.
And the woman had to pay for it herself in China.
Here's what I would have done. I would have said, can we split this? Me and the lady will be on my check. The rest of these folks are on somebody else's.
Yeah, they're on their own. That's probably a good answer. But I would have just left. If you did something like that, if you brought an entire family and you're expecting me to pay for them, adios.
Well, you are very wealthy.
I'm not going to spend $2,000 on a chick's family that I don't even know. First date? I don't even know if I'm getting action out of it.
What if there was guaranteed action?
Think about it. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jeweler's Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Knowing that he was going to take off, if I were him, I'd have been making really crass comments right in front of her family of like, oh, yeah, guess what you're going to do for all this later? and just see how pissed off they would get before you took off.
Well, maybe you should just be the really terrible date and start like
flip it around.
You know, start chewing with your mouth open and
farting
at the dinner table.
Farting at the dinner table.
Get a,
there's a good one.
Can we get three extra desserts? You know what? Just give me the whole tub of like whipped cream that you got back there. Yeah, okay, yeah. Because I'm going to bathe in this later.
Talk about your past sexual escapades in front of her front of her family.
Oh, totally hit on all the women.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, mom. Does it work out with your daughter?
Have you ever done a mommy-daughter thing? You ever done the mommy-daughter dance?
So he's asking, is that American or Chinese dollars? It's American dollars because they, you know, they had whatever the Chinese thing was, and I don't know, but they translated it for us to American dollars. So just under $3,000. So I'm thinking 25 people, there must not have been any alcohol at this thing if it's under $3,000.
Yeah.
So at least there's that. But I would have been ordering beer after beer after beer if I had to deal with that. So if you're going to spend $3,000 for guaranteed action, you can get better than average hooker for that.
It's true.
True. So it's most known as best deaths going to be best kills in horror movies. No, that's not a bad idea. Maybe that's a Halloween week thing.
I mean, the deaths aren't super great this week.
Oh, really?
Y'all know horror movies off the top of your head enough, you could make a list real quick.
Probably. But.
Or we could just do it on Halloween.
We could do that. Like, the 10 best.
I mean, that would, since you're going to have Josh and everybody out at 5 Under with you guys in Beaumont, that would be something y'all could talk about during happy hour.
It's true.
Yeah.
And Josh got a hotel out there, so he says he's just going to get lit and stay the night in Beaumont, he and Jilly. So we'll have a good happy hour.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So Josh will be a missing person come that Monday.
Potentially.
That's actually a smart idea. And frankly, I would I'd consider doing the same thing so I could just drink the whole show. But actually, this is why another reason why I'm in such a good mood these days. The wife's got a bunch of people in town for work and so this is kind of like the old days when she would go out of town for work and I have the place to myself, because basically she's going out with them every night this week. So I have the place to myself, and like last night I was able to go out. Tomorrow night I'll have steak night. Tonight I'm just going to sit at home and drink, and now I'm going to watch some horror movies and I don't have to deal with her. And so, but Friday she's doing the same thing, and I can't leave the dog alone that long. So. Or else I would just stay. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Hey, we'll take an early look at the lines next segment because I'm kind of a day late on that. I don't know what we got on yesterday that we never got around to it.
What have we gotten on today?
I don't know. And you know what, though? That's okay. These are my favorite shows when it just goes off wherever.
It goes where it goes.
And people seem to enjoy those. So... 713-780-3776. I went on a blind date once, met her online. She picked me up from her friend's to go eat dinner. When I first noticed, she looked nothing like her picture. Then I glanced down and saw a bulge in her pants. I realized I was catfished by a crossdresser.
Well, that'll get you.
Yeah. But, I mean, was she hot? I mean, a mouth's a mouth, right? I'm just saying.
I don't even know what to say to that.
That was pretty weak. So, all right, I got to tell you about new brakes. And man, I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me, said, hey, these guys are great. They're everything you said they were. They came right to my place. They were on time. They took care of everything. The price was exactly what they said it was. And that's what new brakes does, because they will come to you. You can sit at home and drink beer and watch horror movies, and they'll be fixing your brakes. And they do brakes because that's what they do. That's all they do. And yes, you could go and sit in a shop now for a couple hours and wait for it to get done. Or would you rather have them come do it for you? And 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. Certified, experienced brake technicians. Good people who will come and fix your brakes and take care of everything. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. You just need to go to newbrakes.com. That's NUBRAKES.com. They will do a fantastic job. You're going to go to their website, and they'll get back to you right away with a surprise free repair quote. That simple. 10% off if you mention ESPN, newbrakes.com, NUBRAKES.com.
What doesn't kill me?
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.